The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here, Friday the 13th.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
Didn't we watch that movie? Studios
of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:05 in the morning, news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. David's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
We have an international day today.
Today is the National Guard birthday.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Big shout out to those men and women. They do so much for our country.
Yeah, they do.
It does.
They're there for national emergencies. They've been called up to fight, in real life war. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just talking to you about National Guard. Isn't that great?
Oh, I thought that there was something with headphones.
It's Friday the 13th. You never know.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out the sound on the microphone here. It's a little distorted, but go ahead.
Well, I'm finished with that. You've got the weather.
Hey, if you looked outside, it's 44 degrees and it's raining. So we're going to today will be showers and patchy fog with our temperatures just getting to be around 50 degrees. Overnight lows tonight will be about 44. Now, if we progress to the weekend, there's really no let up, but possibly Saturday night we may clear up. Sunday looks like we have areas of frost and mostly sunny, which will be beautiful. And then Sunday night, chance of showers again. And then coming up next week, we just have 100% on Monday and mostly sunny on Tuesday. So, this is what we're looking at. Rain and then some open skies and then rain once again. The weather is always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And there is a wind advisory today, by the way.
Okay. And if it's Friday in the morning, first thing, it's Katrina and Haven Humane in the Pet of the Week. Who do we have?
Good morning. We have Ziggy. Ziggy is about 10 months old, so he's definitely a pup. He's very beautiful. He's brindle, very brindle. We have him as a pit mix. But he's a gorgeous dog, and he is so much so a cuddly dog.
Oh, yeah. He just ran over and was licking my hands and just likes being petted. He likes that.
That is what he is about. Even though he's a pup, he isn't very interested in toys, at least not yet. He doesn't really know what to make of them. He mostly just wants to be with people. He loves being in people's laps. Right now he's only just shy of 40 pounds, so he can be in a lap pretty easy. I don't know how much bigger he's going to get, though, but he is just such a love.
He doesn't have huge paws. I don't think Buford's grown into his paws yet. He's got big paws, which is kind of scary. But he's just sitting there, just being quiet at 10 months old. Is he like that?
He honestly kind of is. He's very surprisingly well-mannered for his age.
Yeah.
He's very inquisitive, and he's the kind of dog where a lot of times if you're doing something, he just wants to lay on the floor and watch you. He's very interested in everything, but not overly so to where he's getting into everything.
Yeah.
But he definitely loves to observe.
That's cool. What do you think?
I think he's beautiful. And I always appreciate our Pet of the Week. We like to actually say every time someone sees our beautiful Buford, well, we have Pet of the Week on every Friday, and it's so wonderful. We decided to adopt him. We see hundreds of dogs, and he's been just the best. So tell us what else is going on with Haven. How was your Giving Tuesday, and are you still accepting donations?
Giving Tuesday was fantastic. We actually received more than what our goal was. So
Ooh, that's lovely. Incredible.
We are always accepting donations. You can always go to havenhumane.org if you would like to donate. We also have, wish lists on there if you would like to, buy a specific item for the shelter that is needed. As far as what's going on, we're still in the middle of the Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion.
Uh-huh.
So that's going through Tuesday the 17th. So that means $25 adoption fees for all of our dogs and cats in our adoption center right now.
Wow. Great deal, because they are chipped, neutered, or spayed, and then ready to come home. Get all the shots, They're ready to come home. And what's his name?
Ziggy.
Ziggy. Ziggy is ready to come home. Is he chewing on Buford's toy, or is he just there?
Actually, no. He's kind of just there. He, if you keep hearing a thumping, it's his tail, because he starts wagging his tail, and it makes a pretty significant thump. No, he's just been sniffing around. Right now, he's just sitting next to me.
He's just sitting next to you, and his tail's wagging. He's happy. This would be a happy dog for Christmas. Wow. Bringing this. You know, if you had kids, they'd have a great time. Does he get along with other dogs, or do you know?
He seems very interested in other dogs. We're not quite sure how he feels. He hasn't really had a lot of play dates or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely if you have a dog, I would bring them to the shelter so they can meet and see, you know, how they feel about each other.
He's very non-aggressive. And, you know, he's got that brindle color, which is beautiful. And he's just sitting there laying up against Katrina going, okay, there's a little more petting here. And he's got bright eyes. Does that make sense when I say that?
Let me see him. I'm going to go over there and see him.
Okay, I knew you would. You're going to go over there and see Ziggy. Oh,
he's
okay.
Such a wiener, too.
Yeah, now that tail is going like crazy because Linda's over there giving him pets.
No, he's great. And he actually went to Shasta College yesterday because we were there with some dogs.
Yeah.
We always do that during finals week. We bring some dogs so students can pet dogs, de-stress, that sort of thing. And he went to that, and he had a super amazing time getting to meet people and get all the love.
Well, we noticed that, Buford, when we're laying down, will come up and lay next to us in the bed. And he's got to be touching one of us. And it does. It's very, when you're petting him, it just... Any stress you have just kind of like, you know, goes to the back burner.
Right.
So this is another one of the great things about having a pup and a dog. And he's, 10 months old, so you've got plenty of time left with him. He's not going to be a huge dog either, it doesn't look like. Now, I would say maybe get the size of Buford, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And Buford's 60 pounds, so.
No, he's a wonderful size. He's really sweet. He smells good. You know, he's unique. You know, if you took him off anywhere, like to one of the doggy parks, any of the open spaces or whatever, you could see, you would know this dog. Because when we talk brindle, he is literally the picture of brindle.
Yeah. And, So he's a fur baby that you could take home and take home today. Just by going by.
You can, and he really is the whole package.
Yeah.
He is a charmer.
Somebody called one day saying they wanted to adopt that dog, and they did. They went down.
Good.
They called in right after you left and said they were going down there, from what I understand.
I hope that happened.
Was adopted that weekend. So that was cool. So if you're looking for a great dog for Christmas and for years afterwards, here comes Ziggy. And Ziggy's young enough, you could call him any name. And
yeah.
He'd learn it.
Yeah, he doesn't quite know his name yet, so yeah. You can definitely name him whatever you'd like.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and
yeah.
Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, since it looks like we will not be seeing you till next year.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, that's not true. Oh, that's right. You're coming back next week. I was thinking of Mark when he comes in once a month. Okay, yeah, you're going to come in next week, which will be the 20th.
Yeah.
And then it's after that we're not going to see you for Christmas.
Okay.
Because that's, isn't Christmas Day the Friday? Isn't it?
It's like the middle of the week.
20th. Oh, no, you're right.
You're asking me to think about what the day of Christmas falls on. I'm just trying to remember what
25th.
Happens today.
It's the 25th. Right, so we might see you after Christmas, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. Okay, so we're going to see you a lot before the end of the year. So there.
It's Wednesday the 25th.
Thank you.
That's right. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
you.
Katrina.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break, and I can try to figure out what day, time, and year I'm in. We'll be right back.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Let the good times roll New Orleans style at the 2024 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Cover Me Bad that will leave you dancing in the street. Enjoy a delicious buffet like it's Fat Tuesday with cool swag and drink specials. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. VIP only $300 for a couple. And include a one-night stay in our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. In the business for well over 20 years, been through all the schools, but then on the job training, which has made his business so successful. Jeff Wurst is truly a windshield repair specialist. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He's fixed our windshields numerous times. No chips, can't see them, made sure they didn't get any better. You don't want to take a chance with your family's safety. You know, bring your car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis from Jeff Wurst. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Let's get ready to rumble! Yeah, there's some things that are going on that have just got me ready to rumble. And one of them is this alleged killer,
yes.
Luigi Mangione. has become a social media folk hero. This assassin, if it was truly him, and it seems like they've got a lot of evidence that points in that direction, like the gun that he had on him that did the shooting, his manifesto, his plans, and all this. He's become a folk hero on social media. The people seem to have overlooked the fact that this guy assassinated.
In cold blood.
From the rear, shot this husband and father on a Manhattan street. He seems to become the subject of memes which have lionized his physique and appearance. And they've got him on there. It's gotten thousands of hits that he is the true Tony Soprano. And he's becoming this. Now, women are writing to him. I think there was one late show host that said he saw that the email was going back and forth, and his employees talking about how hot he was, and, oh, gosh, I'd like to meet him and do more than just meet him. I mean, just stuff like this. This is the governor of Pennsylvania says, what is going on? You know, however, when you look at this, this isn't the first time stuff like this has happened. Bonnie and Clyde, do you remember when you see the documentaries on Bonnie and Clyde? How tens of thousands of people came out to their funerals, even though they were murderers and bank robbers, killed police, killed innocent people. Jesse James gang, Dillinger, you know, like this. They've become kind of like these folk heroes. Even though that when the spoils of what they stole never made it to the poor people, however. This thing with, you know, the governor, says that, of Pennsylvania says, what are people thinking of? This alleged murderer killed somebody because he disagreed with something that was going on. Does this mean, is this something that's going to happen? I don't like what this business has done. I don't like what PG&E has done. So I'm going after the CEO of PG&E who's been raising has been causing fires and raising the rates so horribly. Oh, yes. So he's an open target. Are you kidding me? That people are doing this?
Well, one of the...
it's disgusting.
It is. One of the celebrities, I won't mention his name on here, was talking about, and maybe he's from Pennsylvania, but he said, toxic masculinity is back, baby, sarcastically. I don't think it ever left. I think it was selective. Free Luigi, he continued. You blank blank have been complaining and whining about toxic masculinity and lets its cold-blooded killer with nice jawline. This is who you idolize? This is who you want to be free? A sick, blank, blank, a sick, white, privileged, valedictorian, cold-blooded, killing, blank.
I know who that was, too. It was Michael Rappaport.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you read it. Okay.
Yeah. Who, he has strong feelings about things like that, about people killing other people.
Because you don't agree.
Because you don't agree.
And this is exactly what happens with, you know, what we went through with being so divided with our politics.
Yeah,
so here's a guy that, okay, maybe the health care, maybe, you know, yeah, there are problems. And maybe something was denied. And so a lot of people in the world, a lot of people in our country have been denied. And this is why we have, like, fundraisers. This is why there's money to help people who maybe have been denied. And there's funds. Now, not saying everybody's always covered, but to go seek somebody out that walks out of a restaurant or walks wherever he is, seek him out and shoot him in the back is just like there's something very wrong. And to feel that people are cheering him on, I would think, okay, the one of the stories that I opened up this morning is a Star Is Born, British actress Jameela Jamil glorifies alleged. So would you ever hire her again? I hope she gets, I'm sorry to say this, but if you're going to stand on the side of that, remember what Jane Fonda went through? You're going to stand on the side of wrong.
Yep. Well, that's...
That's just wrong.
That's exactly it. And when they do this, I mean, it's like they're... the gentleman that was killed, walking down the street, the person who killed him, allegedly Mangione, waited for him for hours. and then and using a, quote, ghost gun that he made on a 3D printer and a silencer, within you take other parts. I mean, it's not as simple as it sounds. You've got to do some other things. And then waited in ambush. And he's only been charged with second-degree murder. Now, why is that? Because in New York, you've got to, first-degree murder is for police, law enforcement, people that pay other people to kill, to kill somebody, and terrorist action. Now, they could say this was a terrorist action that was targeted, for political reasons and all this. So, the second one that's got, I haven't even commented on this, is drones. Drones above New Jersey.
Oh, yes.
They're SUV-sized drones, and the government says, no, they're not ours, they're no danger. That's what that's what our government says. Yet, nobody's telling them what's happening. Dozens of potential drone sightings in the skies above homes are, now they're starting to say, well, maybe we can take, we're going to start shooting them down ourselves. The caption read, emerging at the same time and flying over the ocean and heading in different directions. What do you think? And somebody said, oh, a good shotgun can fix that problem. Well, that depends on how high they're flying. As right here in Shasta County, the gent that shot down the sheriff's drone is in trouble again. But yeah, he shot down the sheriff's drone and he's in all types of trouble because we know whose drone it was and why the drone was there. And the guy shot it down. These, say that, experts warn it is typically illegal to shoot down a drone flying over a property. And the FAA told Forbes magazine that in 2016 that shooting down a drone is illegal under the same federal law prohibiting the sabotage of any other aircraft. However, it also prohibits the unsafe or unauthorized operation of an aircraft, manned or not. So they're calling on the federal government to come out and do something, like shoot these drones down or at least find out what it is. We have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary point, review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported aircraft are being operated lawfully. So, is this just a social media thing that exploded? But it's been going on for a week that you have SUV-sized drones.
I don't know. Head of NATO said we're not ready for what is coming. He's saying get ready for war. Scared. I think everybody's in a place right now, you can't say it's just under Biden. It's the world. And so many, the Syrian, so many things have collapsed and have changed and are in unrest.
Yes. And with Syria falling in the hands of a group of people whose leader is a known terrorist, even though that people have said over the last couple of years he's been more moderate, but does this mean the end of women going to school in Syria, like in Afghanistan? When the Taliban took over and women don't go to school. They've gone back to the child marriages unhindered. They've done a lot of things to take away the rights of the people the Taliban has. So what's going to happen with this new group in Syria? And what about all the millions of people that left Syria and immigrated to Europe and, the United States? Are we going to be able to say, okay, existing government is gone, so you can go back home? And what's going to happen? Are they going to want to go back home? Are they going to want to stay in Europe? All of these are questions to ponder as the new year begins. It's time to take a break let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, local board of directors, recognized as one of the best small banks in the nation by a national organization. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, one at the 1845 California Street, right down the street from us, close to Jack's, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the shopping center there, and the newest branch on in Anderson. Just started a couple years ago. They've been in the business 18 years, and they are helping a lot of people. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're all happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is always your talk radio and streaming on KCNR1460.com.
In fact, if you've got comments you'd like to make here on Friday, you know, kind of, we've got open line till 8 o'clock, so give us a call at 530-605-4567. Hey, Redding Stillwater Business Park is having its second business open up, and that's the Frito-Lay Warehouse. Birch Construction Management built the 10,000-square-foot facility with 3,000 square feet of office space and room to bring in the 18-wheelers to bring in the chips, so that your Frito-Lay products are going to be a lot a lot fresher. Instead of having to be waiting for 3 to 6 weeks on the shelves, they're going to have 24 to 48 hours. There you go. I mean, now, what is one of my favorite junk food snacks? Fritos.
Oh, Fritos.
Oh. Oh, gosh. You know, it goes back years. It goes back decades. It may go back, it goes back a long time. Well, how long has Fritos been around? I like Fritos.
All right.
I
like is that your go-to?
That's my go-to. It's, you know, especially the scoops if you've got salsa.
Oh, what about the... What about ding dongs and ho hos and
I do not like ding dongs, ho hos, Hostess cupcakes.
Yes.
Occasionally.
I see your wrappers.
Occasionally, I will sneak one of those.
And but, Snickers.
But, well, Snickers, okay.
All right.
And Snickers.
So.
But Fritos. I mean, if I'm going to corn chips, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
I guess there may be a few more in there than I thought of. Okay, well, wait a minute.
What do you think?
Who was having the chocolate meltdown last night?
Yep.
Yep. Good thing that we had a little box of chocolate in there, you know, little lady.
I needed some chocolate last night. Yeah, it was good. I think I ate a lot of them, too. Okay, so what's my favorite chip?
Oh, okay. Now we have
a variety of chips.
One, the barbecue chips.
That's my favorite, but I don't eat it very much because I know it's not good for me. So the alternative is
okay. Then you've got these little string veggie chips that you eat. They're like little string things that you eat.
Right.
And then there's the sea salt. Potato chips that you eat.
That's an indulgence.
That's out of Trader Joe's or something, right? What else? What are the little? No, those are your main go tos.
Well,
I'll come home and there'll be a little tuna fish.
Tuna fish, big time.
She lives on tuna fish. That's her go-to lunch every. You'd eat it every day if you could.
I would.
And I keep telling you need to go down and have them check your mercury. You know, you go, well, I'm not. Oh gosh, I'm just kind of feeling kind of strange. Go down and get your mercury checked. You know, you've been eating tuna, and they tell you, you know, even the fresh caught, which is what you get. You know, it's not raised.
Oh, yeah.
It's all humanely caught and genetically stabilized,
oh,
whatever.
I go to the Trader
but
Joe's.
It also says it has, you know, higher levels of mercury and you shouldn't eat it more than twice a week.
Well, I'd probably three.
You know,
to
right
four.
Now, if we did it just exactly right, you could take the temperature or something. You've got so much mercury in you right now.
So who played last night?
Oh, you know what? I watched about 10 minutes of the Rams 49ers game. It looks like the Rams won.
Okay.
I just saw something as I was going through news saying that one of the linebackers from San Francisco refused to go back in the game. Yeah, it's been one of those years for San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey, the most valuable player in the league last year, has maybe played 1.5 games.
Are you surprised that Bill Belichick has gone to college football?
You know, his dad used to coach at the University of North Carolina, so maybe not. You know, he didn't get a job offer in the pros, which is kind of strange. But, yeah, I think they're paying him like $5
million. $10
million. $10
million
to be the,
a year. Not just a, you know.
No, no.
A year.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they're looking at him putting, you know, bringing University of North Carolina Wolfpack up to that level of Georgia and Alabama and, you know, these other schools. And,
well, why not?
And let's just get into it. I mean, it's a multi-million dollar business, football is, and college football. And now the players are getting paid, you know, $2-3 million. A year, the college kids are. And then you think about it, though, but it's a training ground for the NFL. It's like they're farm teams.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people care about that, but there's a lot more people who care about what's happening with Yellowstone. and Yellowstone is ending. However, news is...
Don't give anything away.
Rip and Beth are going to have a spinoff series.
Oh, I could... really?
Yep.
Yeah, but how could they do that?
Well, how can they?
We don't know how Yellowstone's going to end, first of all. We all know I don't even know if we should talk about it, but let's just say this final season, the first episode.
It ends season 5 this Sunday.
This is it. This is the whole thing. It's over this Sunday. Everything's going to come together. I can tell you right now what I think is going to happen. If I'm right, people are going to say, why would you ruin that show? But it was different. They've jumped. If you remember back when Happy Days was on TV, been on for several seasons, and they just kept expanding things happening. Well, in one episode, Fonzie jumps a shark tank, and it was so far out there. You know, the premise and everything. From then on, when shows just pushed it to the extreme level, it was called jumping the shark tank. Because of that one episode in Happy Days. So when you hear that, that's what it means. Jumping the shark tank. I hope Yellowstone doesn't jump the shark tank here. I mean, it's already been pretty, a lot of stuff's happened in this last series. So, okay.
So let's be looking forward
to
it.
Well, I'm looking for something else. Let me see. Oh, settlements. The Congress just passed a law that said the wildfire settlements would not be taxed. We would not have income tax have to pay on that, where before they were. So LaMalfa put this out yesterday that Congress actually passed it, which means then is all those people that were being taxed from the to rebuild their lives were having to pay income tax on it. So that is stopped. So, the Bidwell Mansion.
Oh my gosh!
Burnt down.
And I mean, that's
they're thinking it could be arson. They're not sure, but they're
I mean, the Bidwell Mansion is an icon of history in Chico.
Yeah,
it's I mean, you drive by. I mean, it's. It is Chico. Wow.
Yeah, and they were in the process of rebuilding it. So it is such a shame because it was so historical. And yes, I'm trying to.
It was constructed. I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
It was constructed between 1865 and 1868 off of Esplanade. The fire happened, they received a call regarding a possible illegal burn at 3:15 a.m. They said it was unclear if an illegal burn actually sparked the fire. However, they said it's possible the reporting party could have assumed that based on flames being seen. Anyway, California State Parks said this is a great loss. It is. That's just.
Now, some good news. The Garden of Lights right here in Redding is in the top 10 best botanical garden holiday light displays of USA Today. This is a national ranking, and we're number 7 in that. And
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, it is.
We just started it fifth year. And every year it grows. And I'm thinking about, people go out and they buy nights like tonight. And I just tell you, our listeners, that if it's raining, still go. You can dart in and out. We went on media night. Actually, we've gone 2 years that we went, it was raining like this. And still went because
they really enjoyed ourselves.
They're open rain or shine. There's places to get warm. There's places to go. Just bring your umbrellas and your slickers and just enjoy it. The Christmas holidays, it may clear up a little bit tonight according to, we may have some patchy fog tonight, which even makes it more fun,
About 40% of the people who visit the Garden of Lights come from outside Shasta County, Seth McGaha mentioned. And it seems like it's a growing event, not just local, according to Danny Orloff. Danny was just on the show yesterday. Visit Redding is excited to partner with Turtle Bay and find more ways to pull traffic off the I-5. Well, I think they had 60,000 people, 70,000 last year. And then when you look at the spring thing, We have that spring light show that starts.
Yeah, I had a show that
I can't remember the name of it, but
I think Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild.
But
yeah,
I had a show on Thursday night while we were in. I pre-recorded it with Seth and with Lindsay, who's the CEO of Turtle Bay, and you can go back in our archives and hear just a full hour of what went behind Garden of Lights, what they do every year to expand the Glowing Wild. I think there's some figures in there too about, you know, what they made, what happens when you look at the uptick of, you know, of hotels, things, et cetera, with the Garden of Lights. So it's it was a fascinating interview. So that goes back, I think that was, December 4th.
Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break. 8 o'clock, we've got the Gormans coming in, talking about legal matters, and I've got all types of questions to ask him about things like this. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2023-2024. And there's a reason for that. That's because they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. And if you want to design a piece of jewelry so it's just special, it's yours, or it's your present, they're going to help you with that, and then they'll build it for you. They'll construct it for you. They're having their annual sale is going on, and didn't you say it was like 20% off?
Everything's 20%.
Of already great prices
right
there and huge selections. Locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry. The only place we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down?
Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaut. Friday the 13th. Woo!
And we started to watch that movie last night.
Oh, we did watch it. It was 1980.
Well, I fell asleep at the very end.
And you missed Betsy Palmer.
I guess.
Betsy Palmer, who was kind of like an icon back in those early days where, you know, she was, you know, Miss Homemaker and, you know, was on a panelist on all these different game shows, just really a nice person.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, and if you look up the movie, Friday the 13th, the original one, it's nothing like the ones you see now. I mean, there was, even though that there was bloodshed, it wasn't like you see today.
Kevin Bacon was in that.
Yeah. And so it was kind of an innocent, I mean, the hairstyles, the Dorothy Hamill hairstyles, a girl in her underwear. It was like today.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was whitey tighties.
And they fit all over. You didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And so,
it was just like wholesome, and you know, the girls.
It was a wholesome slasher movie.
I mean, I'm sorry about when I think about the 70s, and I think this is before extensions. This is before, you know, we were at the rodeo, and I said to, I was laughing with the girls the other night, I said, I think every hairpiece and every extension was installed in every girl's head at the Reading during rodeo week. Oh, everybody has long extensions.
The horse the girl rode out for holding the American flag had extensions in its mane and tail. I mean, it was kind of like, wow. I mean, they're going for it. Anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to run it for you. But at the end, I mean, it's from 1980, and Betsy Palmer turns out to be the murderer at the end. So,
yeah, I don't know why. Probably because when I saw Halloween,
Halloween was a more graphic.
So scary to me, and I didn't expect to see Halloween. I didn't expect it was like I tell people it was a double feature behind a movie that was absolutely of a different. They were testing it, and this would have been back in L.A. when I used to go to the movies all the time.
Like 1980.
And in the Valley, they had this place of double features in the afternoon for like $3. You could go see, you know, movies. So it was a Tyler and different movie, and then it said a surprise. I think maybe it said Halloween. I don't know. But at that point, I wasn't prepared for the fear and the scare of Halloween. So when it came to Friday the 13th and Saw and all those, I just couldn't see him after that.
That was in 1978. So this one was in 1980. It was kind of a follow-up on the slasher picks.
Slasher picks, okay.
Yeah, slasher films that were going on.
Which your son-in-law loves.
He does. He does. Hey, Reading Rancheria is holding their turkeys and toys again this year, where they give out free turkeys and toys to families in the community. And they've got room left for people. So if you'd like to receive a turkey and toys, you have to apply on their website. That's Reading Rancheria website. And they're going to you've got through Monday, the 16th. Applications first come, first serve, and then you'll be told on the 17th and 18th, you'll be given a call and say, come on down and pick them up. and you pick them up on the 19th. You must have a valid ID, must be a resident of Shasta or Trinity County, can only submit one application for your household, must be picked up on the assigned day and time, and the person picking it up must be the same person on the application. So, and this looks like it's open to everybody.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So here's a good chance if you're looking for a turkey and some toys. Ready Rancheria, again, is out there helping people. Okay.
December 13th.
Oh, that's today.
Yes.
Friday the 13th. Do you believe in that? David, are you listening, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you believe in this Friday the 13th stuff?
No.
Superstitious.
I think that if you kind of believe in it, that it could happen to you kind of thing.
Oh, you bring it
kind
on.
Kind of self-fulfilled prophecy.
Yes. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Whoa. Yeah, it could be. If, you get so concerned.
According to this article, a day regarded as unlucky among the 25% of Americans who consider themselves superstitious. Don't be afraid of this eerie date, though. Try incorporating some positive mindfulness practices in your life and see what happens. Number one in the things you need to know today, Carl, before we take a break, President-elect Donald Trump said that his one priority in office is to pardon the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. But it's not clear who among the hundreds of convicted rioters, defendants awaiting trial, and remaining fugitives would receive clemency. Trump advisors are still solidifying their approach to the pardons, and defense attorneys are scrambling to convince the incoming administration that their clients are deserving. All right?
Uh-huh.
Number two, grocery prices. The cost of grocery items in November was a bit more painful than have been in a while. Americans paid 22% more for groceries last month compared to when Donald Trump left office in 2021.
22%.
According to latest consumer price index data.
22%. And they've been gaslighting us for years, telling us, oh, no, the economy's great. Yeah, if you look at the stock market, but all of us, rest of us people down here that are having to go out and buy gas or anything, milk, eggs, yeah, there you go.
Rebel leader Mohammed al-Jilani urged Syrians to celebrate the fall of the Assad regime without firing shots after accidental gunfire caused deadly chaos in the northern city of Raqqa.
Yeah, well, we're going to see. the things that are happening here, let's talk positive things here on Friday the 13th. The lighting of the Reading Christmas tree, it's beautiful. The Reading Christmas parade, just outstanding. The things that are going on in our community, Reading Rancheria supporting people with turkeys and toys. Last night, David, hop in here. Last night, we had a special show with Michelle Slade and Heroes of the North State, and it was time for kids to call in and talk to Santa. Tell people how that went.
The phones were ringing off the hook.
How just adorable.
Call after call, just ringing, ringing, ringing. And, there was some things that we had planned, to fill in the show.
Right?
Yeah.
And there was just no time. Kids were just calling in. It was so cute. There was some dead air, and then there would be, a cute little kid's voice, Santa! It was amazing. And parents, if you're listening, you can go back and get the archive.
Oh, absolutely. We should do that.
Just go to KCNR 1460. Go to Heroes of the North State, and you can listen to, you can hear your kids talking to Santa. Next year, maybe we'll talk to Michelle, and maybe we'll expand this out a little bit. Maybe go from, maybe make it 2 hours.
I agree.
If we have that many kids calling in and stuff like that, did anybody bring in any children in? Did any of the children show up?
No, they did that in years past. But
yeah, they have in years past because Santa was here and we got the Christmas tree up and all that. Which reminds me, everybody, we still need some toys in our Toys for Tots box right down here at 1326 Market Street. And we'd like to fill that up. And we'll get it filled up by next week and be able to get it out to Toys for Tots. But if you've got, unwrapped toys, new toys, just come on down, bring them in. It's going to go to a good cause. It's Marine Corps Toys for Tots. and it stays local for kids that are not going to have a great Christmas. It will just help them out a lot. Okay. I don't see our guest rolling in here
well,
yet.
Let me talk about a couple things going on here.
Well, we're about out of time.
All right. Well, just want to say sake made in space could sell for $500,000 a glass. That's right. That's. You want to end with that one? Let's end with that one.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A government watchdog is out with findings about FBI intelligence and the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot.
The report says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence on January 6th, 2021. It also says no undercover FBI employees were present that day, and none of the Bureau's informants were cleared to participate. The report from the Justice Department Inspector General's office knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the events of January 6th. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Secretary of State Blinken made an unannounced stop in Iraq today on his latest visit to the Middle East, which is aimed at stabilizing the situation in Syria to prevent further regional turmoil. Blinken met in Baghdad with the Iraqi Prime Minister. Meanwhile, the White House is pointing to hopeful signs in efforts to reach a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Hamas's posture at the negotiating table did adapt following the announcement of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon.
Weather conditions in Southern California have improved enough to cancel red flag warnings and lift some of the wildfire evacuation orders. More than 3,700 residents have returned to their Malibu area homes, although some mandatory evacuations remain in place. As of last night, the Franklin fire was about 20% to 30% contained. There are media reports this morning that prosecutors are presenting evidence to a New York grand jury in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. The suspect is being jailed in Pennsylvania. More at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
French President Emmanuel Macron has named his new prime minister after a historic parliamentary vote ousted the previous government last week.
François Bayrou, who's 73, is a crucial partner in Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, as well as a well-known figure in French politics for decades. His political experience is seen as key in efforts to restore stability, as no single party holds a majority at the National Assembly in Paris. Bayrou was recently cleared in a case relating to embezzlement of European Parliament funds. Former Prime Minister Michel Barnier resigned last week following a no-confidence vote prompted by budget disputes in the National Assembly, leaving France without a functioning government. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Donald Trump has invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration, but some China experts don't expect that Xi will accept. News and analysis at townhall.com. Bill Belichick's lifelong goal of coaching college football has become reality.
New North Carolina football coach Bill Belichick says he had long been interested in coaching in the college ranks. Now he'll have the chance as he takes over the Tar Heels.
Had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true.
The 72-year-old Belichick was introduced as the program's 35th head coach Thursday in a press conference that included athletic director Bubba Cunningham wearing a suit with both sleeves cut off in tribute to Belichick's iconic hoodies. The six-time Super Bowl champion and longtime Patriots coach says he intends to stay in college, despite trailing all-time NFL coaching wins leader Don Shula by 15 victories. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants. Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday the 13th, yes, we watched the 1980 movie last night. And you know what? Back then it seemed scary, and nowadays it's something like it could be for 12 and under.
If you go to camp, you don't want to think everybody in camp's going to get slashed.
It was just the counselors. It doesn't count. It's counselors, and they want to, they want to walk around and kiss and out in the woods. You got to expect things like that to happen.
No, absolutely not.
8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. No, Ben's at the helm. Ben, our newest producer.
Welcome in.
If you remember, we had a Ben working here before.
Hey, Ben.
And here's the thing. It just makes it easier for me because, one Ben goes in the Air Force, another Ben shows up. It's just something less I have to remember a new name.
Well, welcome aboard, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you still here with us? Okay.
Well, he's trying to be good and turn the mic off when he's not, so you don't hear this. Okay, Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman are with us this morning. I'm so excited. We haven't seen him in a while. We get him once a month, and we hear all about what's happening in their practice of workman's compensation. And do you have a new website? When I went to GormanComplaw.com?
I think it's the same website.
All right. Well, anyway, it's nice to have pull that up and think. Well, okay.
Jill added a feature where you can go on and schedule a consultation.
Oh, that's great.
Through the website.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, we had our workers' compensation incident this year with a lowlife.
Los Angeles firm.
It was a Los Angeles firm that got into it.
Stay away from them.
We took it, turned it over to our insurance firm, and literally. He puts out an email to everybody concerned. He said, don't bother Carl Bott again. And that's, it said something like that. Everything comes to us. And then we didn't hear anything for like a month. And I thought, well, what's going on? And all this stuff because. And so I wrote him. I said, so where are we with this? Oh, it was settled
That firm is one of about 12, and they're all out of Southern California, and they're known for just taking anything that I think they take it through like the internet, and then they just settle real quick.
Yeah. So it sold for not a lot of money and all that. It was my insurance company. And as the lady told me when I was talking to her when this thing first started, she goes, you've been with us for 14 years. I said, yes, ma'am. And she says, you've never had a claim. No, ma'am. She kind of chuckled, and she goes, "Well, it's kind of unusual." Yeah. But we have good employees.
Yeah, but you've taught us that. You helped us to see. I mean, you're dealing so many people, and they come to you to help me figure out what's happening. And of course, we want to share again that we're here with the Gormans.
Gorman's Law Center.
Just Gorman Law.
Reading about this. Represents those who have been injured while working. Gorman Law will guide and advocate for you, which is so cool, in the beginning to the finalization of your workers' compensation case. No matter the severity of your injury, this is why I don't think I've read this before, and I like how it's written and what it says. No matter the severity of your injury or your occupation, we will aggressively pursue your right to benefits while you are unable to work. So that is where the hope and the light is.
Yes, and it gets very dark for a lot of people. I see it every day. Humans are just, I think we're just biologically built to produce, to be productive, to do something. And when people are injured, it's sometimes the first time in their adult life, usually the first time in their adult life where they don't have control over a situation, right? It's just out of control. It gets very scary for them, and it's hard, but a lot of folks have to pivot and find another occupation during the process. And, I try to make them aware of it, and a doctor put it to me well. She said, it's hard for people to wrap their mind around the fact that they might have disabilities, but they're not disabled.
Okay, that's beautifully said, and I think probably you being in the military and Carl being in the military would understand that. And I think, I don't know if it's necessarily with women, but for men, I would say, and even women who are professionals, to think that, you know, you are somewhat associated with, what do you do? You know, it's not like, oh, I grow great flowers. You know, people, well, I'm a
with
stenographer, a whatever. And so to have to pivot is a very hard emotional aspect of what you recreate yourself.
Yeah. And with women, it's the sense of security that they lose. With men, it's the burden on their family, the sense of not being able to produce. It's almost true universally. And it's hard for people to start all of a sudden thinking about what they're going to do next, because there's not a list of 50 things to pick from. There's thousands and thousands that you have to think of, and it's a long process.
Well, you know, I was talking to one of the VA counselors. He said, don't think of think of this as workers' compensation, you know, for injuries that you receive while you're in the military. He says, if you hadn't been doing that, you wouldn't have been injured.
Right.
And, over a period of years or in, sharp incidents and things like this. And I never had thought about it like that. But he said, and they said it's like if somebody's injured on the job and it's going to affect them the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
May not be like right now, but as they get older, this just isn't going to get any better. It's just going to keep getting worse.
Right.
You have to think of it like that, and that's where you go back into this, gosh, I'm disabled. Well, you don't like that.
Right.
So you've got a disability that, you work through and all, but it's still going to affect you.
Yeah, and moving past that, right?
Yeah.
Not letting that drag you down. It gets dark, and the financial compensation is minimal, right? It's not a money system. If it were, then everybody would have a bunch of comp cases. So it's a minimal recovery, even with the VA. I'm sure most of those guys wouldn't trade their injuries for their $2,000-$3,000 a month, right? And it's even a lower award system in California. So
And the way they do it is, such a Byzantine thing on how they figure all that out. Anyway, I just let the Veteran Service Office figure that one out.
Yeah.
But, but for workers' comp, it's like you guys are capped. I mean, this isn't like you're getting, $12 billion
There's no windfall.
In liability, payments or something like that.
Well, when they pay you out in a car accident, you get it all at the end. In workers' comp, you get it throughout the course. So, you might get $200,000, but most of it went to your utility bills, and you don't realize it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not like one big lump sum.
Well, at the end, there's a lump sum, but you're getting, usually regular payments for up to 2 years while you're off. That usually is more than your lump sum at the end.
Yeah.
And, when I show that to people, they're like, well, I don't really feel like I got that because I had to pay my bills with it.
Right.
Yeah, and then worker comp attorneys, you guys are capped. It's not like civil liability or that. You guys are capped at a certain
amount. Low, too. A civil case, it's usually a third or more. We're at 12 to 15%, depending on how long the case has been open for. So 15% is usually I don't ask for more than that. Certainly,
your other ones are a third to 40 to sometimes more,
and that's of everything. Of mine, the temporary disability that they get, if I don't go to court for it and stuff, I don't get money for that. I don't get a percentage of the medical that they pay for. It's just this money at the end.
So how did you? I'm going to go early break.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I ever asked you how you got into this. I mean, I know your background. Yeah. I know that you're 101st Air Assault guy, and then you were law enforcement, and that somewhere in there you and Jill had linked, had gotten together, and then you decided you want to go to law school. But I never asked you how you.
Weren't you high school sweethearts?
Elementary school.
Elementary.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Did you all hold hands in sixth grade?
We kissed. Yeah. Held hands, hugged each other.
Oh,
the,
my
The year
God.
Before that, I threw a horseradish sauce at her from one of those Lunchables.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Know why she even talked to me.
I've moved on from that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you move on from it?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I mean, I bring it up sometimes.
That's what boys do in their life when they have a crush.
Remember in fifth grade when you threw that horseradish sauce at me? But you know what? Now's the chance. You can just make him pay for that for years.
Oh, yeah. I take full advantage.
Yeah, so how long have you all been married?
19 years. Or married is 18 and change, but we've been together for 19.
I think it's 19.
Yeah, 19?
Yeah.
2005? Yeah, you're right, 19.
I love that.
Smack me in the face. Almost 20. Yeah.
Almost 20.
Almost 20. And you work together, so what you do is you double those years. That's what Linda and I do.
They have separate offices.
Linda and I have been married 36 years now.
She has some days that she gets to be home. She has some home days now, so she has her sanity. Thank God.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and Jill Gorman, the one who makes it all work down there at Gorman Law. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's got two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion, how about a free review and evaluation from Maxwell Insurance and Financial? Just give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 with all the things happening, especially with the new administration coming in. What's that going to look like for your 401k or your, how about just your homeowner's insurance? What can you do to help with that? Give Judy a call. You know, we're customers of Judy Maxwell and we're real happy there. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Are these new mics? They seem like more.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 8:20 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. When you walk out to your car, look around in case somebody's there with an axe.
Don't.
What? What? No, no, come on. The movie Friday the 13th, we've been talking about it, and it's 1980. It was after Halloween in 1979, the big Halloween, Michael Myers. But it's had its own, series that's gone on for years and years, and it's become more bloody as time has gone by and more sexually explicit and all these other things that have happened. So we watched the original, and it was like watching a slice out of the old time days. Yeah. When you looked at even though there was some blood.
A terrible time to be a camp counselor.
You would never be a camp counselor after that. Yeah. Nor would you go out on Halloween after Jamie Curtis terrified everybody.
Yeah.
Or go in the ocean because there's going to be a shark that was going to nibble your toes and take you around from spot to spot and then spit you out.
Well,
with pieces of your flesh hanging on his teeth.
We're here with the Gorman Law, and you had mentioned at the break that you have a son that is going to be coming home for the holidays that's serving.
Well, no, he's not coming home for the holidays. He's coming home permanently. He's getting out. His contract is up.
He did his 4 years.
He's not going to re-home. Yeah, he'll be home.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. You're a veteran. And were you surprised when he wanted to go in?
I think we started kind of young. I think they were 16 when we were looking at the Air National Guard up at Klamath Falls initially.
Yeah.
We were looking at that so that they didn't have to go. And then Anthony hit a home run on his ASVAB, and so he wound up doing the Navy thing and really quickly. Lincoln left, I don't know, 2 years later. He had a girlfriend, kind of talked about it and stuff, and then, got his heart broken and then pulled himself together and then went.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a wild horse, man. You just can't break that kid, And Army, he was never like the big hula, he wasn't that way in the Army still. But he
does. He did his 4 years, he came out honorably, did his job.
And you come out able to take care of yourself.
Right? And that is what is so important. We have kids young men, and I say young, 20, 21, 22, 20, never been in a fight in their life. Never had to push themselves like this. We had Josh Barker, who was, that spoke at the Marine Corps ball. And what he talked about, he was never in a combat zone, but what the Marine Corps gave him, just like the Army and the Navy is, it gave him that impetus to push forward. He went through Ranger School, to find out just how far you can push yourself and then how you can grow from these things. And people in the military get this, and they get leadership. If it's not, and it can be by osmosis because they're around leaders. They know how to, to respond to situations, how to put things together logistically, and have things happen under stress. And very few young males or females get that opportunity because we protected them so much.
I don't know too many ways that you would have to push beyond that wall. Right? Yeah. I think there's three of them, right? I mean, it starts even just in the first couple of days of basic where you're running 2 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles, right? Once you get up to running 5 miles a day, there's a wall there that you've had to break through, and just everything else. You don't realize what your body's capable of and your mind. And then, you know, you learn pretty quickly.
A lot of times when you're going through some of these advanced schools, is the people that are running it, they're not trying to drop you out of that school.
Yeah.
And even if you don't finish first, maybe you're finishing last, but you're not quitting. You're still giving it your utmost. You know they're going to have to kill you before you leave that program, and that's what they're looking for. I always look for tenacity in a warrior. That he or she is not going to stop when things get really, really bad. They're going to find ways and they're going to keep moving. And I think it used to be that life was like that, but we've come to protect our kids so much.
Yeah.
Schools and parents and, quote, the nanny society. Oh, my God, let's get rid of flavored cigarettes because the kids may smoke them. You know what? If they smoke them, they smoke them.
Yeah, that was a gift to the cartels and stuff, too. I mean, it's just kind of black market, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, going back how I started with about your son, when do they come home? When does he finish?
It's probably going to be at the end of January. I don't know when his terminal leave and
soon.
Is he taking terminal leave or is he?
I'm not sure. So he has to process out and I think he's supposed to be
90 days from last Friday.
Yeah.
Well, when we talk terminal leave, this is what that means. That doesn't mean they kill you. No.
Oh. Yeah.
Terminal leave means you've built up. You've built up leave while you're on active duty. You're not supposed to have more than 60 days built up, but if you deploy a lot, you can get up to 100. You can get 4 months of literally you have not taken leave because you're unable to because of the environment you're deployed. Well, then you get a chance then. You can leave service early. That if you're still got 90 days, left on active duty.
He's got a few weeks.
Yeah, but if you had 90 days left on active duty, this is what I did.
They don't let you roll them over anymore. Anthony was just losing them. Yeah.
And so I took my 90 days, and then at the end of that 90th day, boom, I was discharged. For the third time.
What I was going to say is that, here we still continue on with this thought, was that if he gets home in time, have you guys been to the Garden of Lights?
No. We went to the holiday, the Halloween thing over there that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Well, at the Garden of Lights, we've got to get you guys tickets. And then if your son gets home, this would be a great family outing.
How long is it? Is it January? Or?
January 5th.
Okay.
So it would be beautiful for you to take, and we'll save you some tickets because it's just a great family event, and it's something that you're really proud to. It's stress-free. It's beautiful.
Voted one of the 10 best light shows in the United States.
And so I was just thinking,
when
he gets home, that might be kind of nice to just get out of the house.
Hell with him. Hell with him. He's been gone for 4 years. No, 2 million lights. Well, it's 1,999,999. I thought I saw one that was not flickering. But Seth told me, no, he knew exactly where I was talking about, and he was going to fix it. So anyway, how did you get into workers' compensation after everything you did? How did you get into that?
The workers' compensation was family, family, the firm that I started with, it was family firm, my uncle and my cousin, right? So, my mother's sister's husband, right? So my uncle he is one of the founders of this firm. But, I started, I left law enforcement and I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go to school. And, I started working at this law firm as a driver and a clerk, and I was answering phones. Mm-hmm. And then not that long after that, not that long after that, I had a crazy idea of going to law school. But, Jill had already, explained to me years prior that, you can go to law school without having a, bachelor's degree and you don't have to burn a bunch of years. So, I've always had a chip on my shoulder. Going there to law school, I never thought that I was much of a, I have a GED.
A student.
Oh, I have a GED, I mean, it's like,
oh,
I have a GED. I mean, I've done some college, but I have a GED. Mm-hmm. I'm like Goodwill Hunting, right? No, I have a GED. I did a special status thing. And so I've always, like, felt like, you know, that imposter syndrome kind of thing motivates me. It definitely has always motivated me.
So you had a GED from high school, and you didn't have a college degree.
No degree. I'm not even an AA. I mean, I've done, you know, trigonometry and stuff in college, but yeah.
And then you took the LSAT.
I took the LSAT and did well.
And you were able to go in.
Went into law school. Yeah, went into a California bar accredited school, passed the bar the first time, and...
Which 50% don't, from what I understand?
You know, first-time takers, it's more like 70 the pass.
70%?
Yeah, pass first-time
takers. Oh, they do pass?
Yeah, first,
70%?
But they're like University of Texas and, you know, UCLA. So 70% of the first-time takers passed.
All right.
But the 50%, it gets dragged down from people that already failed it, you know, once or three times.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah.
But it's and actually, it's interesting. They've, you were talking about the new generation. They shortened it from when I took it. It's no longer 3 days. It's two. And... I think it was 2 years ago, they told everybody exactly what they were going to test. And they found fewer people passed it because the people that studied really hard, they were really smart, they drove the curve up. So instead of being, you know, if you did mediocre, now you're at the bottom because so many people did really, really well.
Oh, they graded on the curve?
Yeah, it's graded on a hard card. They do all kinds of
Not like if you score, you know, 78% on this, you passed. It's a curve.
Based on the average, you know, scores, they have a high and a low. So it's
so if I could take the LSAT and if I score it high enough, then I can go to a school and then 3 years later?
It's a little more. So you have to take these CLEP tests. You basically have to take like 8 tests of college, you know, courses, right? So you take those and then you don't have to take the LSAT. But I mean, you know, my wife and Jill and my mom were like, no, you should take it just to make sure before you invest. I'm like, no, I agree. Because it shows how you do on standardized tests. So anyway, took the LSAT and then, 3 years. And,
yeah, well, I've got a degree already.
Well, then you could just jump right. You can go
just
in.
Jump in, and
they need.
Well,
need
you
lawyers.
Know what? When I came back from
Iraq, wanted to do it.
I was really thinking about it, but you know what? I thought, that's 3 years, and gosh, we're gonna have to move from here and go someplace.
There's
and
such
all
a
that.
Shortage of lawyers now that they're doing a lot. They're moving towards paraprofessionals.
Oh, wait a minute.
Really?
Yeah. There's a shortage of lawyers.
Huge shortage. Yeah, massive shortage. I'm serious.
I know a place down in L.A. that's got way too many lawyers, and one in New York that has. Way too many.
I don't
lawyers.
Know what happens to them all.
What happens to that thing about, you know, honor and integrity?
I think a lot of people don't realize that when you're becoming a lawyer, your job is to handle other people's problems. And they think it's just like what they saw on TV, where you get to wear like a, you know, suit and be all, you know, smart and clever and it's all sexy.
It's all settled in 1 day, 1 hour.
Yeah, and then you start to realize you got your own problems, and now you got all your clients' problems, and they're freaking out, and you realize how severe it is, you either burn out or you say, hey, this isn't for me. I think a lot of people walk away and do other things with, you know, you can put a JD next to your name or work for a company or start a company. I think a lot of people leave the industry once they figure it out after about 3 years.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman, Gorman Law, and his beautiful wife, Jill, who runs everything, and we've been together since sixth grade. And I found that out today. I found out, you know, I did know that story before, but I had forgotten that you'd been in family law.
Yeah.
I did not know you just had a GED.
It's called going to. You could go as a special status student. And Anthony's doing the same thing right now, actually. He's at Cal Northern. He just started this year.
And that's cool. Yeah. All right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. And I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. I've only been going there for like 17, 18 years. They started in 1960 and been in the same spot since 1967. I've never had a bad haircut. I give them a call at 530-244-9478, make an appointment, walk in there, get my haircut, have a great time. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. And it's a great place. It's man's last stronghold. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop, and a great barbershop it is. We'll be right back with Gorman Law.
Check. Turtle Bay's fifth annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesar Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Good morning, and we're talking about heritage at the break. It is very interesting about the 23andMe. Patrick and Jill, we were discussing. In fact, the Gormans are here this morning. It's our Friday time with them, but we talk about everything. Sometimes law, but a lot of times about other things. Yeah. And we're talking about 23andMe and the fact that the people, millions of people who have their DNA, it's going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah,
and this can go good or bad too, because does law enforcement have access to this?
They can very easily get a subpoena. The company can give it to them too. They might get sued, but yeah, the privatization straw man issue here with Google and all of those, you know, they collect our data. It's a straw man issue where they're not bound by the Constitution. They're a private entity. The Constitution protects us from the government, not from one another. So the government kind of skirts the. I wonder how many. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound conspiracy theorists or anything, but I'm sure that there's some quid pro quo. And I did have a relative who worked in the subpoena department at Yahoo, and they were just processing them all day.
You know? Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, when in the military, you get your DNA taken, you know, and there's a good reason for this. You know, if you're going into combat, sometimes the only way you can identify, it's just pieces, and you can at least ensure that somebody, what happened to them, sort of closure. But does that DNA, and I had read someplace, decades ago, that your DNA, once you leave the military, supposedly is taken out of the database after you've left. But I wouldn't believe
Carl,
that.
Carl, it takes 2 years to get your service jacket if you order it. I don't think that this DNA is going anywhere.
Okay.
But they do take it if you're even arrested. In California, there was a big controversy. Even if you hadn't been convicted, if you just were arrested.
Felony. Yeah, for a felony,
they were
right?
doing it for DUI stops.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I can see that. Maybe that's a little overreach right there. But
It withstood. You don't need a conviction. You just need a... Just an arrest.
What do you think about President Biden pardoning 39 people and commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 others? And this isn't over yet.
No, he still has some time left. I think the big shockers will be in a little bit. And there's always some controversial stuff. It happened with the Clintons, and I know there were some they all do it to some extent. I think they all do it.
Yeah.
I think that saying things and then saying something different about his son. That one's the blanketness of it. It's even broader than the one that that Nixon got from Ford, right?
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, you haven't been convicted of anything. There's no charges, but you're not. I'm pardoning you. But going back to when 2014 and 11 years, saying anything. So those are only for federal crimes, though. You can still be charged under state law. You can still be sued. You just can't be charged under federal. But I think that they just let it lie at this point.
I think they probably will. And when they asked Trump, what about retribution? And he said, success will be our retribution. And we'll see what happens there. But they're talking about also preemptive pardons, like for Clinton and Ray and what's his name, the Fauci. All of these, yeah.
Right, but it has to be for something that was – you can't say I'm pardoning you for something that hasn't happened yet. It always has to have been backwards in time. They can't give you a pardon to say – get out of jail free card for the future, right? It's out of jail free card for.
It's got to be. You know, it would have to be so for duties while you were the.
It could be for. It could be for just some random guy, murdering somebody. You could pardon him. I don't know why you would, but usually there's usually some donor, mega donor somewhere involved in the chain of pardon.
Right? You've seen that. Seen that. Really rich people have gotten out. Now, the difference between a pardon and commuting the sentence.
Pardon is forgiveness of committing the crime, period. It erases the crime.
Totally.
Yeah, the crime you're
didn't exist.
It's a retro. No, I mean it's like an acquittal almost. And then commuting a sentence is just saying you've served your time. You've served enough.
Yeah,
but you still have the conviction on your record.
So Trump could come in and commute the sentences of everybody on January 6th.
I think he's on the record saying he was going to review every single one of them and issue commutations and pardons.
Okay.
So, yeah. That'll be controversial. I'm sure it'll be all over the news.
And, I'm sure.
I don't think that the partisanship's going to go away just because the election's over.
No.
We've got another one coming up, guys. It's election season. We've got another one in a year in, 10 months?
Let me see. They included a nurse who helped spearhead COVID-19 vaccination efforts, an addiction counselor, and a military veteran who was his frail fellow church member. So I'm wondering how they – they may have already gotten out. They may have already gotten out of serving their sentence, and then he just wiped off that felony.
They're commuting sentence, so they've been convicted. Those aren't pardons.
No, this is a pardon.
So it does objectively. I mean, clearly, people think that there will be criminal charges levied against people who are involved in the whole COVID thing and the Biden administration. Right? They seem to very very realistically believe that there will be criminal charges brought by this next administration against them.
Yeah.
Why bother with the pardon otherwise? I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, well, these are the ones, the 39 people he did.
Well, and there'll be more at the end, but they believe... I mean, somebody definitely is worried about the next administration prosecuting people in this administration.
There's people out there that say, these people need to be prosecuted. And yet, if you're...
You got to do it, all of them or none of them, right? It's got to be every single one of them.
Yeah.
Do you really want to wipe out 90% of Congress overnight?
I mean, you could say, Adam Schiff lied, and you knew he was lying, and he lied under oath, we're going to prosecute him.
It's a bad precedent, and it started, and it's just going to keep rolling that way. I think it might have to be generational for it to kind of swing back. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be tolerated. I mean, it's a tit for tat, and I mean, some of these crimes, it's like they're process crimes. They're not like crashed into somebody when I was drunk and like hurt them. You know, it's that these are process crimes.
Right? Which is?
Well, it has to do with paperwork.
Okay.
You know, processing, like what you've said when you were, you know, being, you know, in front of a committee, those kinds of things, not the kind of crimes with, you know, that we have to deal with every day, right?
Yeah,
not somebody breaking into our place, somebody robbing a bank or something.
Yeah,
right?
Throwing rocks through your windows.
Yeah.
So, well, it was interesting, and the big thing with Biden is, with Hunter Biden is, it's just cleared him of any federal charges. So, you know, they could, but from what I understand, he also then lost his ability to take the Fifth Amendment.
Right. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he would sit there and get a contempt of Congress charge before he goes and starts rolling on people. I mean, that's how you wind up in a jail in New York and hanging from a seat, right? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm convinced it is a real deal there. You don't mess around with people.
What'd you think of the Daniel Penny trial?
That's the guy on the subway, right? That's the Marine. I don't know why he was charged.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that. And then when they were into a hung jury on the more severe charge, the judge changed his opinion and says, okay, you can find him guilty on the second one, even if you did, you know, without the first one being found. But since he wasn't found not guilty. It was a hung jury. They said you couldn't do the second part. And it only took them a little while just to say not guilty on that one. So
I think that it has a chilling effect. It's the government saying we are going to put you in a cement, you know, room if you are independent. If you take, you know, we have the liberty to defend ourselves. And they're saying no, you don't.
Right. Yeah, or other people.
I mean, how many people? I my understanding is, I mean, gosh, I had an issue at BART before I moved up here. I almost got sliced up with a box cutter at BART. I've ridden BART my whole life as a child, even, and I've never had issues until 2014. And the subway, New York subway, my understanding is it's worse. And I mean, how many people have been victimized on the subway system?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are forced to ride it. Like, you don't have a choice. There's no other alternative. And I don't know. I don't know why you would prosecute somebody for that. You know, it was, I think maybe more people could have helped him, you know, something like that, but nobody wants to get involved.
Yeah.
And then you prosecute him,
tell you,
and nobody wants to get involved.
If he was found guilty, one of the first people that Trump would have pardoned would have been him.
He can't. It's a state crime.
Oh, he couldn't
He cannot pardon, the president cannot pardon for a state, the 10th Amendment, the sovereign, right?
Okay.
So that's in double jeopardy. You could be charged for murder and convicted of murder under California Penal Code and under federal law, and it's not double jeopardy. It's not the same crime.
Okay, that's right. It could be murder for one and civil.
Not even civil. Criminal for both.
No, but I mean, they get them under the Civil Rights Act for
that was
taking
that's
lives.
Different. But I'm saying like just same crime, right? Murder and murder. One's under the U.S. Code and one's under the California Penal Code. You could be convicted of both. It's not double jeopardy.
Okay.
Because they're different jurisdictions. They're different sovereigns.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law, and we're going to take a quick break. And Linda's got like 12 questions she's going to ask, and it's all yours, honey, when we come back.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Devon. Our last segment here on Friday the 13th. We've managed to make it through. Somehow made it through on Friday the 13th. But then again, do you think sacrificing the black cat did anything? No, I'm just kidding. Buford's out there laying there.
Sometimes you're dark, Carl.
I am dark.
You just say dark things that I'm like, yeah. And welcome back to our
show.
Actually, this is our Friday edition. We have so much to be grateful for, really. And just a week before, or like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Christmas is next week.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's not next week. It's the week after. Yeah, you're right.
Am I right?
Honey, you are right. You are right, 99% of the time.
Hey, Jill, we're here with the Gormans. Jill, let's hear from you. So, this time of year, what does this time of year represent for you?
Warmness, fun, being with family, baking cookies.
Oh, you like to bake? Okay,
I prefer to eat them, but yeah.
Okay, so what is your forte? What is your specialty?
I guess chocolate chip.
Okay.
Basic chewy chocolate chip.
All right. Yeah. So it's tough at Christmas time, right? To not eat everything in sight.
Yeah. I always wind up getting 2 pounds of chocolate at Seas and I bring it back and it's gone in a day.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what? It's such a joyful time to smell the baking as well. And your son's coming home and he's been able to get through his service safely.
Yeah.
And so we just appreciate you guys. You fill us up. It's really interesting to be talking about these pardons, what they mean, and that this double jeopardy. I'd never heard this one before.
When I learned it in law school, I'm like, that can't be right.
I mean, we've seen it in movies about double jeopardy, but to know that the state's laws are different than the federal.
Yeah. Yeah,
that just is something that I think of, a murderer is a murderer is a murderer, but
that made sense to me. And then the ex post facto laws, where they make a law, they criminalize past conduct. I don't remember enough to be specific, but it's completely different than what I thought it was. They can make retroactive laws. I think it's if you've been convicted of it or charged of it or something. It's not quite what we see on the movies.
And what else is shocking for me is that you have said that there's a need for more attorneys.
there's a huge shortage. You know, everybody thinks there's a ton of attorneys. There is a huge shortage. In 12 years, there's 100,000, almost 100,000 people who have passed the bar since me. But a lot of people who take that California bar, they don't practice in California. They practice in other states. They just have the California, I don't know, or they practice in other countries.
Our nephew got his degree, his law degree, never did take the bar. He ended up being a fireman, which is what he really wanted to do, for 15, 18 years, and then now works for the city and, you know, and helping people.
You got to just follow that path. Just opens up in front of you, and you just go the direction it goes, and it just, you know, you do the right thing, and you follow that path, and you don't be scared to do it. And it always works out. The money will come, you know.
And I think it's interesting that you have gone into workman's comp because you've changed your specialty.
No. I did elder law when I was in law school. I've done
workers. Which is a great field.
Before I came and started representing injured workers, that was the last time I felt really, really fulfilled with what I do, with being a lawyer. But no, I've been doing workers' comp for, you know, basically the entire career. I just represented the insurance companies until 2021. And then, you know, there was an opportunity. And again, you know, it opens up. You take that path. And I work twice as much, and I'm way happier.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I bet you learned a lot with elder law.
Yeah. And I mean, there's similarities, but a lot about, you know, just undue influences and just, you know, just being aware of, like, people when they're vulnerable. And there's a lot of parasites out there, and, you know, across the board. And, a lot about, you know, brain injuries and dementia and things like that, too.
Well, you know, I was involved in a case to get a, when the person is put under a conservatorship. And they don't take this lightly. The state doesn't.
It's very
challenging. It's not something that you just go in and get a couple of doctors. No, then the district attorney gets involved to make sure, because as the judge said to us, he said, you're taking away all of their rights.
Yeah.
Make sure that's the way, you know. It really,
Knows more about elder law and trust in estate stuff is Jill. She was a legal secretary for 10 plus years doing
elder law?
Estate, yeah. Estate.
Are you ever surprised by the fact how families take advantage?
I was before, but now, obviously, no, not anymore. Because obviously every client, in when I was working there, was dealing with someone in their family taking advantage of grandma or being a jerk, basically.
Well, you'd see things like a nephew comes in. And, they're going to take care of Grandpa, make sure he's okay, and gets to us. And then all of a sudden, Grandpa starts getting falling. And
nobody can get in touch with him. Right?
Yeah, there's money being taken out and not accounted for.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's division. I mean, elder law or elder abuse is even just, I have a client who's, you know, over 60, and a younger neighbor just beat the tar out of him for basically nothing. He's already really disabled because of his work injury. He just gets beaten down by his neighbor. I mean, that's elder abuse as well.
By his who?
By his neighbor. His neighbor is like a, you know, 20 some odd year old kid. And, there's every DA office in California gets special funding allocated to go after elder abuse.
As they should.
I agree.
And, you know, and a lot of times the banks are trained. If somebody comes in there with a check for, you know, somebody that they know is elderly, that they don't have to cash that check.
A lot of times.
They get the check. Yeah.
Money's gone before people find out a lot of the times, right? And then, you know, the people that are stealing money from grandma don't have anything. That's why they're stealing the money from grandma. And it's unfortunate. It's where a death, you know, tears a family apart.
And there's the other part. You know, somebody passes and they don't have everything really clear who does what.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and then the family.
Or sometimes they do a tit for tat and they want to say something, or they want to say something like, I'm leaving you, you know, $100 because I, you know, I'm mad at you still. That'll get blown up. That'll get sent down to probate. I mean, that causes a lawsuit. You know, when you start doing unequal stuff and that's the last thing you're going to communicate to your child. That's the last thing they're going to know, and that's the last thing they're going to think about you when you're gone from this planet. You can never make it right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about something cheerful.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
the best
not
thing
about that in law? You know,
well, the thing with you on workers' comp is that you're helping people get back to work.
And we're going to be seeing the family during the holidays. And so this is a time I know when we think about, like, looking, checking in on your family, like, how are you really? Yeah. What's going on? I mean, in with workman's comp, you know, a lot of people will think, oh, I don't really need to do that. And then 5 years later, they find out an injury has really taken on a severity, complex, whatever it is, because they never took care of the whiplash or whatever it is in the beginning stages. So I think it's important that we as family just really take notes and make sure that our loved ones are okay.
Yeah, Linda, that's a really good point, because some people, like, if you see family that you haven't seen in 9 months, the people that are with them, it's a slow grind.
Right.
But it would be sudden for somebody who hasn't seen them in a while.
Well, you know what? I think we'll get Sharon Clark on next week because, it's, you know, a lot of people are going to be seeing their relatives for the first time maybe in months. That, more things to look for, and, you know, she's got, of course, home helpers, and she's got lots of good information. So I'm going to give her a call today and have her get on maybe by Tuesday. You know, as people are starting to travel out in the next, you know, 10 days for Christmas and all those things, that this is things you need to look for.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, as usual, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, it always goes fast.
Merry Christmas and have a great time. And we'll see you, I guess, in January.
Yeah.
2025.
Oh, God. If not,
I know.
If not a little bit earlier. Well, you never can tell. I still haven't figured out where you live, and I drive by it every day.
I know.
It's when we make the turn on that one road.
Don't tell us. Tell us off by
air. I'm not going to get too close. When we turn on that
first
one.
Street, the first road on the right.
And it's the first road on the right. Okay. And then you're back at the end there?
Yep, very end.
Well, we've seen your home then as we go by.
I'm sure.
Just give us a text. Come on over. You can meet Saul.
Be careful. Yeah. Be careful what you ask for. Right. Hey, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. The tickets, sign up for the Ready Rancheria on their website for the turkeys and toys. The Garden of Lights is going. We've given away a lot of tickets for that. And it's really quite the experience. It's going to be raining, so be careful out there. And God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.